You're listening to the Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcast. Just a sample of the best pro wrestling podcasts we can produce on our tiny budget. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, at Podmania, YouTube, and Instagram, at The Real Podmania. If it's wrestling you want, check out more of our great content at www.podmania.weebly.com. Let's do this.
No. No, I don't want to. I really don't. It's so much wrestling. It's so much wrestling. This is going to hurt. This is going to be a painful week and a half. I think that's how long it's going for. About a week and a half. It's not as long as the G1, but oh my God. Oh my God. It's not as good as the G1. It's not as good as Super Juniors. To be honest, the Junior Tag League would probably be more fun than this because of Taguchi. Toa Hinare's in this tournament. Toa fucking Hinare. Oh, I've left. But Michael, hello everyone to the online podcast. I'm your host, Chris O'Brien, and I am being forced, ladies and gentlemen, to do Tag League. This was something that came up in the Impact review for Brand and Glory, where I turned up and people were all, yeah, you're doing it, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And Rob's like, but you are, and it's like, well. Bollocks. Yeah, well, I might as well very quickly say predictions have been made. I'm supporting the best friends because I was originally going for Tai Chi and Zack Sabre Jr. before realizing Zack Sabre Jr. got booked in an actual match. Tai Chi should be in that match, but yeah, I went for the best friends because why the fuck not? They're actually probably one of the more entertaining groups in this tournament. And Rob has went for Elgin versus Elgin and Cobb. Not sure why. I don't think Cobb's going to stick around, if I'm being honest. I'm trying to think. No, I don't think he'll stick around. No, he has Ring of Honor commitments, I guess. I know, we'll see. To be honest, if they win, I'll be happy. And Garth has went for, who are these people? Garth doesn't watch New Japan. Anyway, let's just jump into it. Actually, no, before jumping into it, I'll talk a bit about myself. Anything to put off Tag League. Oh, by the way, how I'm doing it is I'm watching the match and then reviewing it. I'm not taking any sort of extensive notes or anything. But I went to a couple of wrestling shows last week. It was WWE Live, which is fun. House shows are always fun. Like you can see, but it's weird. I was right in the cheap seats. I was like 3 rows from the back. So there wasn't really any way I was going to see properly, really. But it was fun. It was fine. I got to see some childhood favourites like Jeff Hardy, some smarky favourites like Nakamura and The Club. Me and Rob have had this arguing. He doesn't like Luke Gallows. I think he's wrong. And then I went to ICW Fight Club, second row. Actually, if you watch the clips, you'll see me in the second row. And it was a great show, ICW Fight Club. If you're ever in Glasgow, go to an ICW Fight Club. The shows they have in the garage, they just don't. Let me put it this way: ECW went on tour, but you know ECW for the stuff that happened in the ECW arena, or maybe the Hammerstein Ballroom. But in the case of ICW, like yeah, you can go to the Hydro show. Yeah, I went to Shugs earlier this year. But the two garage shows I've been to, they're just great. I go whenever I can. To be honest with you, there's a weirdo who goes there, who knows me, who I don't go to try and avoid. But yeah, I bit the bullet and went on this one, and I definitely don't regret it. Great stuff. Always try and go to it. Like it's a pilgrimage, I think, for a UK wrestling fan. Like one day I plan to go to an Electric Ballroom Progress show. You should plan to go to a garage ICW show. That being said, oh, I saw Killian Dane come back for one more match against Mike Whiplash. Great match, by the way. One of the best matches I've seen live all year. Is it the best match I've seen live all year? I don't know. Lionheart versus Jackie Paolo was really good, as was Walter versus Beatty Gunn. Yeah, maybe it was. Oh, well, back on to Tag League. Okay, so we had Yoshida and Yumino taking on Finn Juice, and this was actually pretty fun. I love seeing Young Lions mixing it up with the established guys just to sort of test themselves, step out of the normal black trunks versus black chunks sort of bollocks. And this was fun. There was a lot of potential shown by these young lions, especially Shota. Like, I don't mention Yumino here really. But Shelter's mentioned like three times in a row, like had a great hot tag, ending with him missing, reversing rather, a axe handle into a belly to belly throw. That was awesome. Shelter showing her not breaking a Boston Crab through forearms. That was awesome. That was some Kenta Kobashi shit right there. And again, Shota roll-ups, they had me. I thought they were going to win. But they didn't. Finley gets a stunner. They win. They didn't even show the finish, but it was fun. 5 out of 10. All right, so that was boring. It was Kojima and Tenzan versus Nagata and Naganishi. And oh my god, so dull. Never again. I'm glad this is out of the way. This was just such a dull match. No botches, but like so many of the men were sort of immobile. Like they did very basic shit. It was mostly forearms. An armbar, which was the worst sold armbar possibly of all time. Like not slating any of these men, all are great in the rights, especially Nagata and Tenzan and Kojima, not so much Naganishi. But they really put over the tag league legacy, but these guys can't. None of these guys can win. Good God. This is going to be one of their token wins, and then just nothing else. Such a shame. But it happens at their age. And Nagata can still go. We saw that with his match with Volta at Strong Style Evolved. But I didn't want to harp on the matches too much. I wanted to find the positives, but there's no real positives to find here. It's a 2 out of 10. Good God. Don Callis finally joined us for our third match of the night, which was Paige and Pimp, which is what I'm officially calling him now, against the Best Friends, my pick, who, spoiler alert, won. This was actually a pretty dope fucking match. Like, if it was on weekly TV, it would probably be the match of the week. There was a great catching Northern Lights from Trent onto Hangman at some point. Like, Hangman tried to go over, Trent caught him into a Northern Lights, beautiful bread, great stuff. Chuck had a hot tag at some point, which ended in a dive and calling Hangman a handsome son of a bitch. I love Chuck Taylor. Just stop burying people on commentary. Throwing Akio by the Best Friends, great stuff. There was a lot of actually really good double team moves in this. It ended with like a Dominator leg drop, I assume, kind of thing, being countered into the Strong Zero, or I know it's the Dude Buster. I just know the Strong Zero is Tony Storm's power driver, but this was a really, really, really fun match. Probably the match of the tournament so far. 6 out of 10? Not quite. It didn't quite have the levity to be a 7. If this was for a title or something, then maybe it would be a 7, but this was a 6 out of 10. Great stuff. Great, solid stuff. By the way, just to make note of it, the crowd is actually quiet, even by New Japan standards. It is eerily quiet, I would say. Quite an eerie thing. It's like it's basically an empty arena match with the amount of crowd noise we're getting. But that is partly just how Japan is, and it is also partly it's fucking tag league. It's sort of like how I wouldn't go to a Discovery show expecting the best thing in the world. Just it does take away a little bit from the proceedings when there's no crowd noise at all, like at all. It's very like I hope it's a case of how mic'd the crowd or something, because there is nothing coming from that crowd. Absolutely nothing. Well, that was fine. It was the Guerrillas of Destiny versus the new Great Bash heel of, I say new, it was the same in the Tag League last year, Paul Homner, of Makabe and Toa Hanare. And it was fine. Toa Hanare showed more promise than he's ever shown in his whole fucking career. Not too much great stuff. It was fine, 5 out of 10. I wasn't bored, I'll put it that way. I wasn't bored. 2 of Tag League Action kicks off with, well, it doesn't kick off with this, but I'm not watching the pointless matches. If I hear them good, I'll watch them. But with Suzuki and Iizuka versus the Killer Elite Squad, and this was actually pretty fucking good. Archer being trapped by Suzuki in the railings in like a leg lock, that was absolutely awesome. Davey no selling the PKs, that was pretty awesome. I think this is one of the better Killer Elite Squad matches I've seen. To be fair, it's not a long list of good. Like, basically, you have Wrestle Kingdom, and that's about it. I want to see Suzuki versus Archer in G1 or something now, because they just hit each other hard, and it's weird seeing Suzuki being dwarfed, because people in Japan, there's not many people in Japan, well, I don't mean in Japan, but in like in New Japan, bigger than Lance Archer, so that's pretty fucking awesome. The Killer Bomb got countered, and Suzuki just started slapping the shit out of those young boys. And Archer has the worst pounce ever, but I think that's more because Azuka took it. There's no notes here about Azuka, which tells you basically all you need to know about Azuka. And they win with the Killer Bomb. 6 out of 10. Pretty cool match. Cool Elite Squad have a better chance of winning than Suzuki and Archer. Suzuki and Archer, Suzuki and Azuka. So, you know, the Cool Elite Squad may as well go over. So that was actually... that was fucking awesome. It was Ishii and Yano versus Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. Absolutely great stuff. Taka was there at ringside and introducing ZSJ. I'm surprised. I did think he was suspended. I saw something about him being suspended. So I guess they've reneged on it. I don't know. I really don't know. But absolutely awesome stuff. Anything between Ishii and Zack Sabre Jr. are great. It's made me so hyped for their Wrestle Kingdom match, despite the fact it's for a title I could not care less about. Like, I could not care less. I care more about the State of a Defiant title than I do. I care more about the Preston City champion, who I don't even know who it is. It might be Lionheart. I don't actually know. But I care more about that than I do about the Rev Pro British Heavyweight Championship. But still awesome. At the beginning, Yano was just being Yano. Yeah, it was just at that point, he was actually the person most being carried in this match. Some of his bollocks was fun. Like, he had trouble unhooking the ring apron like it was a fucking bra. We've all been there, mate. I'm the worst. And then Taichi was waiting in the wings with the other ring apron and attacks him. I thought that was awesome. There was one point where Ishii was in an octopus stretch and Taichi was kicking him while Zack Sabre was giving the octopus stretch. So that was awesome. An atomic drop into a German suplex. That was awesome. A lot of lariat spots. One between Taichi and Ishii, which was pretty cool. And then one where Ishii was just lariating the fuck out of Zack Sabre Jr. ended with a low lariat and then him being rolled up for a two. I thought that was the end of the match. That maybe should have been the end of the match. But then it kept going on. Great lariat sequence is written quite a lot of time here in my notes. And then ZSJ wins and Zack Sabre Jr. win with a ref stoppage, which was a good way to do it. Great, really built up. They stood over him after the match with the title. I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10 and end this bit by saying a quote from Don Callis. He should remove those pants. Taichi, not you, Kevin. That comes later. I've missed Don Callis so much. Never leave again. They don't need you over at Impact. We need you over here in New Japan. Another really, really good match. That was Elgin and Cobb versus the LIJ team of Evo and Sonata. And just great stuff. There was a great power versus teamwork thing going on, but that's not to say there wasn't some great double team maneuvers going on from Cobb and Elgin, because good God, at the beginning of the match, they were handing Evil in a suplex position to each other. I know that's been done before, but it's Evil. Evil is not a small person. And that was incredible to see. Evil put Elgin head into a chair and throws him into a post, which doesn't really come into play for the match. But the two big boys were definitely the MVPs of this match, even in defeat. Elgin had a great hot tag. It was like two roaring elbows into a dive. Absolutely immaculate. A powerbomb backstabber from the two. Just fucking brutal. A moonsault missed. And then a superplex into a standing moonsault from Elgin and Cobb. Just... Jeff Cobb is Jeff Cobb. And Jeff Cobb is amazing. But you forget how good Elgin is, because he's not getting used all that much. He's getting used in tag matches and he has a few standouts from G1. He didn't have a great G1 this year. Like, one of his best matches was against Yoshihashi, and that was him dragging Yoshihashi, but like, he didn't have a good match with Suzuki. He didn't have a very good match with Switchblade. You know, he didn't even have that good a match with Tana. So he didn't have the best of G1s, unfortunately, but you know, hopefully he can make up for that in Tag League, because he is looking him and Evil had a much better exchange here in Tag League than they did over in the G1. But this was awesome. Near the ending sequence was an everything is evil, counted into a tour of the islands where it looked like it was going to be, but then into a magic killer. Just the fact that they got covered up for a magic killer was incredible. And then evil wins with the everything is evil after Sonata takes out Elgin with a dive. Again, great stuff. Probably the match so far, but it's not quite an 8. Not quite there. It's a 7 out of 10. Great stuff, though. It's actually... The Tag League Night 2 has made me positive about Tag League. Because Night 1 wasn't... I can't even remember Night 1 now, and it was only a few hours ago I watched it. What was even the main event of that show? God, I'm going to have to go back in the podcast I'm currently recording to see what Night 1 was. God, I don't know what that says, quite frankly. Oh, well, this was still awesome. So, nothing happened there. It was Makabe and Hanare versus... Nagata and, oh God, I've forgotten his name now. I'm not putting any time to this. Nothing happened. This was a nothing match which Toga Makabe and Toa Hinari won. Naganishi, that's the other fucking guy. Naganishi, nothing happened. Nothing happened when we're back to the single camera stuff we got for half of the Super Juniors. Yeah. I still have like 4 matches to go here, and I already know that one of the but one of the results is bullshit. That's going to be fun. So that was slightly better. That was Killer Elite Squad versus Elgin and Cobb. And Killer Elite Squad won with the Killer Bomb. It was pretty good. Seeing a lot of the power moves done on people as big as Lance Archer and Davey Boy is a lot more impressive than it was last night on Evo and Sonata. They're still big, but like they're not Lance Archer big, so that was excessively impressive. You know Jeff Cobb can do those things, but it never starts being impressive. He is just a physical marvel. Sign him, New Japan. Ring of Honor don't need someone that good. We'll just use him anyway because they just use New Japan talent. Fuck Ring of Honor. But this is probably the best we're gonna get out of the single camera shows, because they're effectively house shows. It's for the crowd where they're just turning on the cameras in order to show you Tag League in progress, because that's all they're really showing you. It was fine, 6 out of 10. Yeah, like Jeff Cobb and Elgin are impressive enough. I don't think of Elite Squad should have won, but no one really likes Killer Elite Squad, if we're being honest. Like, do you like Killer Elite Squad? Tell me, audience. Do you like Killer Elite Squad? I mean, I know I already told Rob about this result, and he didn't like it. Then again, Elgin and Cobb were his pick, so that would make sense. But, yeah, again, it's very impressive seeing all these. There's a lot of the same power moves from last night, just not it's not as good, because they're not going to try as hard for the single camera shows. But it was still, like, the only... really good thing we got off the single camera Super Junior stuff was, I think, Dragon Lee versus Taka. And that's always going to be amazing when Dragon Lee's not snapping Taka's neck. Oh, God. Anyway, so that was fine. 6 out of 10. So, Ishii and Yano taking on Suzuki and Iizuka. And this was... It was fine. They brought into the crowd to begin with, which is your standard. We have a lot of fucking matches to do in a very small amount of time. This is going to entertain the crowd type thing. Anytime Ishii and Suzuki were in the ring, that was fun. Yano and Suzuki are like polar opposites, so there were some funny bits there. Well, I say funny, chuckle. There wasn't any fully comedy things, and Suzuki's just fucking... He's dead, right? Wait, he's the worst fucking member of Suzuki Gun. Anyway. Ishii and Yano win with that Lariat Lobo roll-up we do. It was fine. 5 out of 10. Just your average match. Just... it was fine. Don't watch these single camera G1s. There's no single camera G1s anymore, at the very least. These single camera tag leagues. You're not getting anything. So, Finn Juice versus the Guerrillas of Destiny. It was okay. It was a hot start. The missing of the axe handle was cool. The dives outside were cool. You can't really see him properly because, again, single camera. Come on, New Japan. The end was cool. Sort of an everybody out of a pearl type deal. Everyone tries to hit their main thing, you know. Tama Tonga got a gun stun. Juice missed with the left hook, and then got gun stunned actually. and then a load of convoluted sequences ended up with the eat shit, and then Finney gets pinned for another Guerrillas of Destiny victory. Kind of predictable, to be fair. I don't see Finn Juice going especially far. It's not been a good year for Juice, has it? But no, this was fine. 5 out of 10, again. So, next up was Kojima and Tenzin versus... Tenzan? Tenzin. Fucking... My accent showing through there. Taking on the Young Boys, who I cannot remember the names of right now. Next time. I mentioned them earlier in the show. Both continue to still impress. It's very hard to tell them apart when there's no commentary, because I'm not... I don't watch the Young Lion show, so I'm not fully... And I'm not paying attention during the Young Lion matches either, really. So I'm not fully watching half the time when the Young Lions are on. So it's hard to... It's hard for me to tell them apart with no commentary. But Kojima still has it. He's had it for ages. And both him and Tenzan were really giving in this match towards the Young Lions. Like, they were on offense for a good part of it. Tenzan was meant to have retired like 2 years ago, like after his last G1 or something. I kind of wish he had, because like he's easily the worst of the dads. Yeah, I'd say he's easily the worst of the dads. Which, if you go watch his old stuff, he was pretty fucking boss. But no, right now it's just sort of he's past his prime. It's kind of sad to watch. He can still kind of hold his own, but like, I'd sort of illustrated in sort of the dads match, it was depressing to watch that dads match. I'm still not over it, but this was better. It was like 5 out of 10 passable match. Okay, so that was Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. with Michinoku. Okay, taking on the Best Friends, and the Best Friends won via a roll up from a last ride attempt from Taichi. This is pretty good. They still broadened the crowd. Once again, it's a way to get the crowd excited without actually doing much. There was actually a pretty cool... it was a dude buster counted into a code red after Taichi kicked and Saber threw him over. That was cool. That was a cool spot in this match. But other than that, it was just standard match. Some cool stuff. Not much worth talking about. Which, I'm going to say right now, it's going to be most of these tag league matches. I'm trying to find the positives, but there's not much you can talk about that isn't A, a repeat, or B, worth talking about. But yeah, Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. lost to the Best Friends. Makes sense, because the Best Friends are actually a team. And to be fair, this was very hard for me, because it was basically my bae versus my pick. So this was hard for me. This was very hard for me. I hope you appreciate what I do for you, Podmania. So the Hung Pimps, which is now what I'm going to call Adam Page and Takahashi, took on Sonata and Evo, and again, it was fine, serviceable. Near the end of the match, it really, really started to kick off, and both men hit the finishes. Both men, both teams broke it up by pulling the ref out of the ring. By the way, Taka's and Hangman's finisher looks fucking nasty. Oh my god, I don't know if it's just for camera angle or whatever, but it looks like Sonata landed on his head. Did not look pleasant at all. Hangman's starting to get much stiffer, like much, much stiffer, and so he's getting better. He's definitely getting better. The G1 has done a lot for him, especially in my estimation. Eventually, Sonata wins with a roll-up after Evo breaks up another one of their finisher attempts, and it was fine. 5 out of 10. Once again, that was a whole match, and I'm fucking out of here. I'm done with Tag League for now. Thank Christ. I tried to find the positives. Like, I like to think I wasn't negative throughout most of this, unless the dads were on screen. But no, this was... there were some better matches than I expected, especially on night 2. But the problem is, the single camera tag leagues are just a bit of a slog. And I hope you appreciate that it's sometimes hard to see the good within the meh. But that being said, I think the 2 out of 10 I gave is the lowest rating I've ever given a match. That speaks a lot to New Japan, because before, I believe the lowest was a 4 out of 10. Anyway, so that has been That has been the Young Line Podcast. I've been your host, Chris O'Brien. It's not like another week of this to go. It's not going to be as hard as a G1, but Jesus Christ. You can follow Podmania at all the places the bumper card told you to follow. Go watch GXT, which came out this week. Go follow me on Twitter if you'd like to, at YoungLineCXT. I don't post very often, but, you know, it looks good to have more followers. And that has been it. if I don't turn up next week, it's because watching Tenzan move made me want to die.